The Osgood File. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Do your civic duty, win $1 million! In a moment, why no matter where you live, you might want to consider voting in Arizona. Everybody else makes money on elections. The consultants, the lobbyists, the TV stations, the post office. Why shouldn't the voters get a piece of the action? And so, on the ballot, this November in Arizona will be a measure to allow the state to set up an Election Day lottery. Everybody who votes would be assigned a lottery number, one each for the primary and general elections, after which there would be a drawing and one lucky voter would get $1 million. Actually, as lotteries go, that's fairly pathetic. Saturday's Powerball jackpot will be $205 million. But supporters see the reward as a way to boost voter turnout in Arizona, which is already a respectable 77%, while opponents think it trivializes the electoral process. The Arizona Chamber on Commerce and Industry calls the idea misguided and even dangerous because it would encourage people to cast a ballot, quote, even if they are completely uninformed and uninterested. We certainly wouldn't want that happening. No, sir, in America, we never vote unless we've taken the time to watch at least 300 attack ads. Actually, none of the opponents could really say why they didn't like the idea, just that they didn't like it. However, there may be an unanticipated consequence here. The normal odds of winning $1 million in the Arizona lottery are 1 in 4.5 million. But since only about 2.6 million votes are cast in the typical election, the odds of winning the election lottery would be substantially better. Which means some people might not only be motivated to vote, but to vote often, depending on how many imaginative registration documents they can file. Not only that, people who move out of state might be sorely tempted to continue voting in Arizona. So I have no doubt that lottery voting could very well increase voter turnout in Arizona to 100%. In fact, I think it could increase voter turnout to 120%! The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, August 4th, 2006.